Thank you so much for joining us for this week's devotion on Magnifying the Master podcast. I'd like for you to think with me out of the book of Acts, chapter number 27 and verse number 29. The Bible says, "Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon the rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day." Here Paul is in prison and he is on his way to Rome, where he knows that God has given him a promise that he is going to preach and give his testimony. And during the midst of this, God begins to deal with the heart of Paul. He tells the men, "Let's not go into this storm. It's not time to sail. It's going to be some difficult waters." But the experts, as they would call them, that were on board, the masters of the ship, told the centurion and told the army, said, "Listen, it's going to be fine. It's going to be some smooth sailing. It isn't going to be any storms." And Paul says, "I know what I heard God say." But they decided not to believe Paul, and they wound up in one of the greatest storms as documented in history, and Euroclydon has thrown them back and forth in the midst of the sea. And you know, Paul stands up in the midst of them and he said, "Sirs, be of good cheer." He said, "For I believe God." He said, "God gave me a promise in the middle of the night that even though y'all disobeyed, even though all of this has happened," he said, "God's going to get us safely to the shore on the other side." But that did not mean that the storm did not continue. That didn't mean that it wasn't some rough sailing. They lost everything they had on board. There was some difficult night. No doubt they struggled with some hunger, fears, concerns, discouragement. And then as they begin to get close to that shore, it gets more intense. The closer they got to the place they were looking to get to, the more difficult it became. The rocks were stronger. The dangers were more difficult. But Paul simply just held on and he kept believing in God. And when it was all said and done, God got Paul safely to the shore. Doesn't that sound a whole lot like the Christian life today? We find ourselves mixed up in a lot of storms of life. Sometimes we go through things that we create ourselves, disobedience or lack of seeking out God's will before we do something. But there's also a lot of times in our life that things come not because of our problem or not because of our disobedience, but simply because of what someone else does. We live in a society that is against God. We may have to go through some chilly waters and some dark storms between now and when we land on heaven's shore. I even think about how in this story, the closer you get home, the closer you get to heaven, I believe the more intense the battle becomes. The closer you get to living a godly life and walking in the heavenlies with the Lord and wanting to fellowship and have His power and His presence, the more you will find that there is going to be storms and there's going to be rocks that are trying to inflict you and stop you from having that relationship with God. But child of God, I'm glad today that it gets better than down here. If this was the only thing we ever had to look forward to, as much as I enjoy certain days and certain parts of earth, it wouldn't be very much with all the suffering and all the people we see hurting and all the things that go on in this life. But I'm glad that we're promised that just around the corner, just around the next bend, we will find that heaven will be our home. Heaven is a place. No more tears, no more suffering, no more cancer, no more graveyards, no more saying goodbye. No more sin, no more devil to have to fight, but forever and ever we are going to be in the presence of God, and forever and ever and ever we will know nothing but the joys and the wonderful privilege that it will be to be in a place called heaven, a place where God dwells, a place where no evil dwells, a place where there's no suffering. What makes heaven so special is because all that we've lived down here and all of these storms, we've made it through them all because we've wished for the day. Paul and his men threw the anchors out and just simply wished for the day. They said, "We wish that we could just see the sun again and this darkness would leave us." You know, when you're in a place of discouragement, that's how you feel. You just wish that somehow them clouds would pull off and you could see the sunshine again. But I'm glad to report to you today that if you get in the presence of the Lord, there may be still rocks and there may be still storms, but that light of the gospel, the light that lights heaven, the glorious Lamb of God, He can shine bright inside of your soul. He can lift you today. He can help you today. And I'm glad that heaven one day is real and it's going to be our home. I'll leave you with this little story. I remember a few years ago, my family goes to the lake every year, and I was out on my dad's jet ski, and I was just by myself, and I was out riding and just enjoying all of the beautiful scenery that's up there in Virginia on the lake. And I remember out of nowhere, a sudden storm swept across the, and I saw it coming over top of the trees, and I thought, oh boy, this one looks bad. I began to fly back trying to beat that storm, but I was a good bit away from our campground and our camper. And I didn't get very far across that water, and them dark clouds had set in, and all of a sudden the rain began to pour, and then I heard the thunder, and soon enough the lightning was right there on us. I had nowhere to hide. I had nowhere to go. I was scared as I could be. I knew that that was the worst place to be with lightning crashing all around me. I was in dangerous territory. But the only thing I knew to do was nowhere else to hide, and I knew around the next bend, around the next curve there, coming around into that cove was where our camper was. So all I knew to do, I was that close to the shore and the storm was that intense, I just held the throttle full blast. And I just hunkered down and went as fast as I could. And boy, I can't express to you the joy and peace I felt when I could see our camper. I ran that jet ski plumb up to the ground, cut that thing off, hooked it in, and I ran to the camper. And I felt the peace and I felt, okay, I'm finally safe when I landed there at the place of safety. Child of God, that's all we can do today. I know it looks bad in America. I know it seems like everything's going wrong. But you know what we need to do in these dark days of storm and confusion and these days of the devil doing everything he can to destroy us? We just need to hold our spiritual throttle full blast for God. We just need to go for God. We need to do all we can for God. And I know it may seem dangerous, but we're going to land safe on heaven's shore. Just hold the throttle. By God's grace, keep serving Him. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Just around the next bend, we'll find heaven is there and we'll call it home. Thank you for joining us today. It's been my joy. If you need any prayer help, you can go to our website, heathwilliams.org. And we trust that you'll have a wonderful day. God bless you.